Good evening. Welcome to the, this is the October 19th Planning Commission meeting. We will start with introductions. I will start it. Joe Phillips, North Kitsap. And we'll go by district, so North.
Amy Mull, North Kitsap.
Thank you. And Central.
All right, Central Kitsap, Stephen Bowe.
All right.
Central Kitsap, Alan Beam.
Okay.
Mike Eliason, Central Kitsap.
Okay, and then South Kitsap.
Good evening, Stacy Smith, representing South Kitsap.
Okay.
Carrie Kaltenborn, Corey, South Kitsap.
All right. And we are missing only Danielle Doubt and Aaron Murphy. Aaron's usually late, but we will continue. With that, the virtual meeting protocol. For those that are listening, we will have two sessions for general public comment. Those will be announced. And you will get a 2-minute period to state what you'd like the Planning Commission to hear. For internet users, you'll see a little wave hand sign at the bottom of your screen. If you push that, you'll be slotted to give us. We ask that you give your name and general area that you live in. For call-in users, use *9 to signal that you would like to have something to say to us. At the time that you are to speak, use *6 to unmute yourself, and then you'll see your phone number, the last 4 digits of your phone number. Oh, well, if you're not watching, you don't see it. But anyway. And we do accept written comments. If you wish to send that in, we request that that be in by 2 p.m. the day prior in that. And it will be read online if we receive it by that time. And covered the 2 minutes. Okay, so that's the protocol. And now we need to do an adoption of the agenda. Do I hear a motion to adopt the agenda as proposed?
So moved.
Commissioner Smith, thank you. A second.
I'll second.
All right, Commissioner Bowe, thank you. All right. Any proposed changes to the agenda? No? No discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the agenda as proposed, please signal yes and raise your hands and allow me to count.
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. It's unanimous. Okay. With that, we will proceed to adoption of the minutes. Do I have a motion to, I guess we should go by meeting for the adoption of the minutes of the September 7th meeting minutes? Yes.
Commissioner September 7th.
All right.
Oh, meeting. Yep, I'll move to adopt the September 7th meeting minutes.
Okay, I have a motion to adopt. Do I have a second? Commissioner Beam, thank you. All right, are there any corrections to the minutes as proposed? No? Okay. All those in favor of adopting the minutes for September 7th, please raise your hands and say aye if you're in favor. My hand. Unanimous. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes. Commissioner Phillips, we are having problems with the public link. They're not able to get in at this time. Would you like to allow me to maybe take a break and do that really quick?
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a break. I think everybody can just kind of hang online and we'll see what happens from there.
Robin, are you back online?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Chairman okay. Phillips, I know that we gain access for one public attendee is providing a panelist, but not knowing who from the public is trying to utilize the link advertised on the agenda. This is posted, right. So access to this meeting at this time, we can't troubleshoot or get it online, posted online, as all of our web folks have gone home for the evening. So we wanted to bring that to your attention, as well as have a conversation on next steps, given we do want an opportunity to hear the public, but also hear the deliberation and conversation this evening.
Right. Yeah, because I did notice that the passcode that was published shows an error and doesn't link to our meeting. Utilizing the passcode that the email was sent out to for our attendee worked. So I'm not sure how we would get that out to give people to hold to get into the meeting. Commissioner Beam.
Would it be feasible to postpone this meeting until next week? And you said it takes a week's advance notice?
We typically post our agendas. It's not a public hearing this evening, so we typically post our agendas online a week in advance, Commissioner Beam. But again, access for the public to hear this is important for all of us here. So,
right. Commissioner Eliason.
So the two agenda items, one's just a presentation and the other one's decision only. We're no longer accepting public input, at least in regard to the decision only matter. So I don't know that I'd be in favor of postponing the entire meeting. I'm wondering, I can't remember, if you dial in, do you have to have the passcode? I know you have to have it to access through Zoom, but is there a way people can dial in without the passcode?
Don't know if the phone option is compromised. Robin, can we
take a look? I would think that it is, because you have to have an updated passcode. And so our passcode, you know, they're going to be different for each meeting.
Commissioner Murphy.
Yeah, I try to cut and paste and put it in my Outlook as a calendar item, and the one that I keep there always shows expired, so I always have to go get the one that's in the email that's specific. So anyway, point being, I've received 3 texts since this started from the industry asking why they can't get in. So I don't know that I'm comfortable holding a meeting with the public unavailable to be present.
We also have Open Public Meeting Act requirements for our meeting here today. So that's something we need to take in consideration.
Commissioner Eliason.
So do we know at this moment if this is being broadcast on BCAT Live?
I believe it is, sir, with BCAT here in attendance. I don't know about live, but will be posted on their website.
I don't think it runs live, does it? Correct.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think there's a limitation in our county contract with BCAT for various services.
I'm pretty sure these meetings run live.
Yep. BCAT is live.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was pretty certain. It was pretty certain it was live. And the Open Public Meetings Act. Okay. So without getting into all the statutes and Attorney General's opinions about the subject, the meeting is being broadcast to everyone. The issue is, what do you define as public participation? We're not required by law to have public comment on our agenda. We do it because it's important to us. We have to have public comment in the form of public hearings. So I wanted to go back to what Angie mentioned, because I'm not sure I'm interpreting what you said correctly about participation and whether they have to be here. I'd prefer they be here. I just don't know that we need to postpone our meeting tonight 1 week because we're not technically allowing public comment. Because we've already accepted all of our public comment in regard to the decision only matter. We're having a briefing tonight from code compliance or that section, and we're dealing with flood plain issues and the flood insurance program. But we're gonna have plenty of time to take testimony on that issue in the next few meetings. So I guess even though I love public participation, I don't understand Commissioner Murphy's rationale either about postponing the entire meeting, because again, the only matter we're going to be voting on tonight is decision only. We can't accept any more public participation
on the topics that we're discussing. The only thing we're going to miss is if somebody has a comment on any other topic. We're not accepting any more comments on the use table proposed changes.
Well, I'm not an attorney and do not plan to be or claim to be. I think if we declare this as an open and public meeting as part of our agenda, whether or not we consider public comment or testimony on non-agenda items or non-subject to public hearing items, the fact that the public cannot access this meeting to listen in via phone or Zoom would be one of those concerns that I would ask my legal team whether we could be hosting this meeting. Not having access to them right now, I rather err on the caution, but I do know there are concerns about schedule sliding of the various amendments. But again, I rather err on the caution of not violating open public meetings law, with the understanding I'm not an attorney.
Right. Where's Amanda when you need her? Commissioner Eliason.
Okay, based on what I heard, I would be in favor of postponing the meeting. And I also think we need to get into a discussion about a bunch of topics. It's been a sore subject for me about meeting minutes. All the meeting minutes came out within 24 hours of the meeting. And so everybody's in a mad rush to try get these meetings and put them together. And I understand deadlines and we're short staffed and all this, but we're burning the candles at both ends. So it might be healthy at some point to have discussions about a bunch of issues that are frustrating to us.
Okay. Glad, you know, and that we can always bring those up for the good of the order and have a clarifying discussion about concerns. I guess we should put this to a vote. All those in favor of postponing the meeting by 1 week to allow us to get the correct information out to the public so they can participate in the meeting, as in watching and giving us general comments.
Really quick,
Commissioner Mayo.
Before I vote, because I'm actually probably going to abstain from this vote because I will not be here next week. I won't be able to dial in because I'll be camping. Otherwise, I would at least call in from the phone. I'm not against postponing, and I will watch the recording of it afterwards if you do postpone to next week, but I will not be available myself.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments before we vote, Commissioner Murphy?
Just my best guess at Robert's Rules of Order that you should ask somebody else to make a motion versus just calling a vote. Oh,
true. Thank you. Commissioner Bean.
I make a motion that we postpone the meeting 1 week to allow public participation.
Second.
Okay. Commissioner Eliason, did you have any comments?
Yeah, the postpone, I think we should, the motion, if you don't mind clarifying, to continue the meeting to that date, because we actually started the meeting, we can continue it till next. That way, I'm thinking, and you can check with legal staff, but I'm pretty sure if we continue it from this meeting, it started, we fixed the technical issues, but then they don't have to publish a special meeting notice along with a whole new agenda, because this is a regular meeting. And there are differences from the things we can accomplish and vote on in a regular meeting. You can only, on a special meeting, take action on items that are specifically listed on the agenda. So my suggestion to the maker and second, if they're willing to do it, is to amend their motion to, instead of using the word postpone, continue the meeting.
And I might suggest that you continue it with an actual date and time in the language of the motion.
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Bean, would you like to?
I'm looking it up. I assume that we have to give notice that the meeting is going to be on the 26th.
Yes, and Amanda will post that tomorrow.
Yeah,
right.
I make a motion that we continue this meeting at 5:30 on the 26th of October.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on this? Not that we already haven't.
As long as it's 5:30 p.m., not a.m.
So that's 17:30. Okay. All right. All those in favor of halting this meeting and continuing it on the 26th at 5:30, please raise your hands and say aye if you approve.
Aye.
Aye.
My hand. Seven. All those against? None. And any abstains? One. So seven with one abstention, motion passes. So with that said, we will pick up on this meeting on the 26th at 5:30 p.m., 17:30 for others. And we will begin at the adoption of minutes. I believe we got through the 7th, and then we'll go to the 21st and October 5th minutes. And with that, with motion and all that, I guess we are adjourned until we pick back up on the 26th. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.